You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The UFC Buzz Podcast with Gareth A. Davis. Exclusive to William Hill. Listen online at audioboom.com or subscribe at iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts.
Hello, everyone. A warm welcome along to the latest edition of the UFC Buzz Podcast ahead of UFC 212, Aldo versus Holloway, the main event, cracking main event to look forward to as well. Dave Kellner here in the studio, joined by the BT Sport and Telegraph writer Gareth A. Davis to preview it all. As always, we're going to go through four fights on the main card on this podcast. And first of all, it's a good afternoon, a welcome to Gareth A. Davis. Good afternoon to you, Gareth.
Mr. Kellner, how are you? It's great to be with you.
I'm very well, thank you. I enjoyed the event in Stockholm. I thought we saw a tremendous performance from Alexander Gustafsson, Gareth. He looks like he's ready to take the next step. And by the next step, I mean fight either John Jones or Daniel Cormier somewhere down the line.
Yeah, I do. You know, he looked fantastic. I mean, it was a weirdly one-sided fight. It was amazing it went on as long as it did. But, you know, it was brutal the way he put Glover Teixeira away at the end, who was incredibly resilient. You know, it was one of those times where you wonder whether the fighter was too brave for his own good, in fact, in many ways. You know, it's... Look, I think we'd said beforehand... That Alex Gustafsson was in front of his home crowd and he wanted to erase the memories of the loss to Anthony Johnson in Sweden. And he was just brilliant. And of course, you know, there came the genuflecting on one knee at the end of it and the proposal of marriage to his girlfriend that was duly accepted. You know, no blood, sweat and tears there ahead of that wedding.
And that wasn't the only entertaining fight on the night either. I say entertaining, using that in inverted commas, because Volkan Oezdemir pulled off a shock, winning inside 40 seconds in his fight, Gareth.
Yeah, I mean, it was a shocking, tiny little punch on the octagon wall that, you know, like a counter punch. That literally felled his opponent like an ox. It was an incredible victory. And I know the odds were very good on him pulling off that victory. I didn't predict it, of course. You know, he really signaled something with his hands, this guy. And, you know, he said afterwards, take note of me. The UFC light heavyweight division potentially has a new star within it, a man with really heavy hands.
Let's talk about this weekend's fight night. This is UFC 212, Aldo versus Holloway headlining. We're going to look at four fights on the card. And we'll start with Eric Silva. He's in action against Yancy Medeiros. And Eric Silva is 10-11. Yancy Medeiros is in the betting at 10-11 as well. At one point, Gareth, it looked as if Silva was going to be a genuine welterweight title contender. His quality has ebbed away slightly, though, and he fights as a lesser man nowadays. He doesn't look as good as he once did, the Brazilian.
Yeah, he's been too loose and shown vulnerabilities. And, you know, he went on that period. You know, he's a real vet of the UFC now, having been around, oh, my God, 6-7 years in the UFC. And, you know, he went on an incredible win-loss streak at one point. You know... But he's just been undone by the higher tier welterweights, you know, John Fitch, Don Hyun Kim, Matt Brown, you know, these kind of guys, Neil Magny, and, you know, latterly last year, Nordin Taleb, who, of course, we saw win at the weekend in Stockholm in Sweden against a young Swedish fighter. But, you know, this is a tough fight for him against Yancy Medeiros, who is... A very dangerous fighter himself, who I think is probably the form fighter in this contest, mainly because, you know, he's had, you know, an incredible run himself. You know, has been around, you know, for 7 years. So it's two veterans, but he's coming off a win last year against Sean Spencer in Cleveland, Ohio. And I've got to say, I you know, unless Silva really imposes himself against Medeiros, who has, you know, fought in so many different divisions, the Hawaiian, that I just think he might well have it. He's got brilliant jiu-jitsu. You know, he's short and stocky, 29 now. I think the kid is going to do it.
You always get the feeling with Silva as well, Gareth. You can tell whether he's in peak physical condition when he steps into the octagon. He's a fighter where if he's not cut and doesn't look good, he doesn't perform well. And you almost get the feeling when he walks into the octagon, you know then whether it's going to be a night for Silva or not.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I just think Medeiros has better form. And I think, you know, it's a pick-em in some ways. But I think what's happened so many times with Silva is that he starts so well and he's just so wild as a fighter. He's never managed to create the discipline around himself that he's needed to go on that run, as you say. He was seen as a real star. I mean, I marked him out early as a star, but he's never really fulfilled his potential, and I can't see him doing it against Medeiros.
Medeiros, the pick at 10-11 for Gareth in the first fight on the main card. Let's talk about Vitor Belfort against Nate Marquardt, and Belfort is 8-11 to win this fight. Marquardt is in the betting at 11-10, and Gareth, these are the two most experienced fighters on the card. Belfort, 24 fights under the UFC banner, while Marquardt has had 23, and this will be Vitor Belfort's last fight in the octagon. A true legend of the sport, Gareth. Is Vitor Belfort someone you know well?
I do, and you know, obviously Vitor's 40 now. He's been in the UFC for 20 years. You know, he really is the longest serving fighter on the entire roster, and you know, you just have to wonder whether Vitor Vieira Belfort, the Phenom as he once was, you know, still has it in him. I mean, you look at his last five fights, and you know, Kelvin Gastelum, although it was declared a no contest after Gastelum declared positive for marijuana afterwards. You know, all these top level guys, Chris Weidman, Ronaldo Souza, Jacare, Gegard Mousasi, have all really taken him apart. And you know, if you have to go back to 2015, when he was still allowed to take TRT on an exemption, that he was still very powerful and one of the most dangerous finishers in the entire UFC. I mean, when you think that when he started, he you know, back in February 1997 in the UFC, that it was the UFC 12 heavyweight tournament competition that he won. Look, there are vulnerabilities about Marquardt as well, but I think Belfort has become gun-shy, and if he can't get it done with his dangerous left hand in the first round or the first 5 minutes of the fight and exert himself, you know, Marquardt has been a very, very resilient, you know, fighter who, again, I think has won 3 in about his last 12.
Yeah.
This is a pick'em on who's actually going to lose, believe it or not. you know, I'm gonna steer towards it, you know, because it's taking place at home in Rio de Janeiro. I'm going to pick Vitor Belfort to get something great out of himself in this fight. Marquardt's shown vulnerabilities, but you know, it's and Vitor to walk away with his hand raised because it means so much to him.
8-11 Vitor Belfort. I get the feeling as well, Gareth, here, Marquardt, with him being a 38-year-old veteran as well, the UFC have kind of set this up for Vitor Belfort to go out with a bang. It seems like it's a good opponent for Belfort in many ways because he's facing a guy of a similar age and of clearly, historically, a lesser ability.
Yeah, I agree. And I think you're spot on. That is why I'm picking Vitor Belfort to win this, because, you know, it could be a case of who really lands first wins this fight. I mean, they often surprise us, these guys, when they contest these kind of fights. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if they got something great out of themselves, or certainly Vitor gets something great out of himself. You know, if you look at Nate Marquardt at the moment, I mean, again, you know, he's 38, and it wouldn't surprise me if he really goes out on this one as well. You know, he's had, you know, again, he's had such a long UFC career. There's only so many times you can go to the cash register with your chin. Marquardt has surprised us a few times, but I just think that left hand of Vitor will be poised and powerful in this contest. But having said that, if Marquardt lands first, the victory's his. But I'm going for Vitor to go out with a bang and go out in front of his home crowd as a victorious, brilliant servant of MMA and the UFC.
On to the women's strawweight clash between Claudia Gadela and Karolina Kowalczyk. And Gadela is 4-11 to win this fight. Kowalczyk is in the betting at 21-10. And both these two women come into the bout having lost by decision to the champion, Joanna Jędrzejczyk. And it's an interesting fight, this one, because Claudia Gadela is clear favourite with William Hill at 4-11. But Kowalczyk has only lost once in her career. Gadela in the lead up to the fight has been talking about how Kowalczyk has never been in a battle against a true wrestler, and that's going to be her advantage on Saturday night in Brazil in front of her home crowd as well. So she's 4-11 to win this, Claudia Gadela.
Yeah, I think the journey it suits Claudia Gadela because of where the fight's taking place. I think it's a big journey for Karolina Kowalczyk to go down there. She looked brilliant, as you say, against Joanna Jędrzejczyk. She put up a tremendous fight when they met in New York at the inaugural event at Madison Square Garden. Lost a 5-round decision, but was beaten, you know, by Joanna in every capacity. Even though it was a brilliant fight, I think I agree. I think. The style matchup really does suit Claudia Gadela, because I think she will be able to get Kowalczyk to the ground. And I think she'll grind out a victory. As you say, it's the number one challenger in Gadela against the number two in the division, Kowalczyk. I just think Gadelia's got incredible power. She's a shorter squat fighter who uses that incredible power she has in her legs to get opponents down. And because of Kowalczyk is just that level below Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the champion, as a striker, I think Gadela will get on the inside, take her down, and grind out a victory in this contest.
Do you think the winner of this fight will get another shot at Joanna champion or not, Gareth?
Yeah, it's very plausible. I mean, look, we've just seen a great fight. Joanna Jędrzejczyk was brilliant against Jessica Andrade. She was absolutely off the charts in her ability. You know, it's no reason that Joanna is ranked in the top 10 pound for pound. I think she's at 7 at the moment with the UFC. And you know, yes, I do see the winner of this coming and having another go at Joanna Jędrzejczyk, but really, The Polish Joanna champion is peerless in that division. There's every reason to suspect that it will be a title shot for the winner. But, you know, as I say, there's, you know, she's wiped out this entire roster of women. I mean, there's not much out there to challenge her anymore. But, yeah, I think the winner does get a reprieve and fights the champion, Joanna champion, down the line.
Let's talk main event, Gareth, next. Jose Aldo versus Max Holloway for the featherweight title. Aldo in the betting 8-11, with Max Holloway in the market at 11-10. And the legitimacy of this encounter as a true title match can obviously be called into question, Gareth, because Conor McGregor will still believe that he's the true featherweight champion, and he laid siege to that division while he was fighting not currently active McGregor. But even if you question that legitimacy, this is arguably the matchup of the year so far in the UFC.
No question about that, Dave. That's very, very well put. I mean, you know, for me, obviously both men have suffered losses to Conor McGregor. He's vacated and moved up to lightweight. You know, the only guy to hold two belts concurrently in that sense, which has made him this enormous star as he went on to win the UFC lightweight title and potentially faces Floyd Mayweather in the coming months. We know that that negotiation is ongoing at the moment. For me, Jose Aldo is still a brilliant fighter. He will go down as one of the great, great fighters in all of mixed in the history of mixed martial arts, in the young and storied history of mixed martial arts. You know, an incredibly long and powerful reign as champion, both in the WEC and then into the UFC. You know, beating all contenders until, you know, the defeat to Conor McGregor in 13 seconds in December 2015, which seems a long time ago now. You know, a very good victory to win the interim UFC featherweight crown in 2016 against Frankie Edgar nearly a year ago. And then obviously installed as the champion. But for me, Max Holloway, I really got to say this, I think is one of the most improved fighters in the UFC, if not the most improved fighter, along with the likes of Tony Ferguson in the lightweight division in the last 2 years. I think Holloway's precision, his poise, his striking, his movement, the way he transitions from the ground to the feet is just extraordinary. And I really do think that he has the beating of both Jose Aldo and down the line, because of Frankie Edgar's brilliant victory recently against El Pantera. I really do think that Max Holloway is going to emerge as the new king of the featherweight division, both in this fight. And I think he will defend it to the likes of Frankie Edgar, and he will go on to reign in this division for some time. I just think he's, even though Jose Aldo's striking is very, very crisp himself, I just think Max Holloway, longer and leaner than Jose Aldo, will have his number now when they meet.
I think what's so striking about the Holloway story as well, Gareth, is that it is that story of redemption, because when he first arrived in the UFC, it was an ugly start to his career, went 3-3, dropped down the rankings, and then went on that amazing 10-fight winning streak. So it's that story of redemption for Holloway in the UFC.
Yeah, it is. And you know, as you say, you know, it's he's on a 10-fight winning streak. He's proved himself against, looked really brilliant. Five in a row now, you know, against all these dangerous fighters: Cub Swanson, Charles Oliveira, Jeremy Stephens, Ricardo Lamas, Anthony Pettis. Remember, Pettis was a guy who looked like he was going to own the UFC lightweight title for a long time before he came down to featherweight. But it's not just the victories there in those last five that Holloway's had. It's the manner of the victories, the dominance, the lack of damage he's sustained, the chin he's shown, the stamina, the ability to control the fights in the octagon. For me, he, you know, not only does he live very near Dog the Bounty Hunter, but he really is the hunter in the octagon at the moment. And I, you know, he's become one of my favorite fighters. You know, this is a guy who at featherweight is, you know, he's down on the stats as 5'11", but he fights like he's 6'3". He's so long, he's so dangerous, you know, and the man for Wahanihi Hawaii, for me, gets the victory.
Very good. We've got full range of markets here, Gareth. Method of result. How do you think he wins? You think he wins. How do you think he wins?
I think he wins on points. But it wouldn't surprise me if he managed to stop Jose Aldo as well. I think he wins on points. You know, it's a close fight, but I think he wins 3-2 or 4-1.
And Max Holloway by decision is in the betting at 11-4. If you think Holloway is going to win by a knockout, technical knockout or disqualification, that's in the betting at 7-2. Putting Gareth's four picks together in an accumulator here with William Hill, That's Yancy Medeiros, Vitor Belfort, Claudia Gadelha, and Max Holloway. It pays 8.44-1 here with William Hill, which is a similar price to the bet that you landed a couple of weeks back on the podcast in Dallas, Gareth. So hopefully that's a good omen.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, you know, there's a couple of pick'ems here in terms of anyone now of Nate Marquardt and Vitor Belfort can win. And again, this main event is, you know, again, it's a brilliant, brilliant fight. Two really elite fighters, one of the legends of MMA against a kid who's really is, I say a kid, he's 25 now, but a real rising star. Holloway's been around a long time, and I really do think he's at the peak of his powers. It's going to be a tremendous card. And, you know, after last weekend, this will raise the ante even more in the UFC.
Saturday night it is in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Check out all the betting on the William Hill website. Of course, Max Holloway versus Jose Aldo is the feature event, the main event on that card. Just go to williamhill.com and click on the UFC betting page to see all the odds here with William Hill. And don't forget to follow myself and Gareth on Twitter as well. It's at D Kellner to follow me and at Gareth A. Davis DT to follow Gareth. Gareth, thank you for your company.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Enjoy the fights, everyone. It's going to be another spectacular night this time down in Rio de Janeiro. Cannot wait to see it.
Myself and Gareth will be back on the UFC Buzz podcast very, very shortly. Don't forget, check out all the betting on the William Hill website and enjoy the action on Saturday night.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.